Yo, what's up? This is your boy Dave coming to you live on the cast they call Pod. Well, I got my brothers here. I have Rasta and I have Sensation. He actually decided to come back for this one, you know, even though he was ticked off the other day. So, today we're going to talk about children and how the law has affected the way we raise and discipline our children. It's occurring to me that these kids are getting out of hand because we're not allowed to discipline them, you know, spank them, whatever the case may be. Because when I was growing up, my parents lit my ass up. You know, so before we get into this, let me introduce you to my boy slash brother, Rasta. Yo, Rasta, say what's up.
Yo, it's Rasta coming to you live. Panel cast, I'm called partner. All right, so yeah, we look forward to getting to a discussion about children and how them disrespect them parents, them on. All right, so yeah, we'll give it back to Dave. Yo, Dave, here you go.
All right, cool. So now, I'm introducing my brother, Sensation. We're gonna talk about this, you know, children, so forth, so on. So, yo, Sensation, say what's up.
Yo, I'm glad to be back upon this cast here. They're called Pod there. All right. So, my one thing I have to say about them youth. Yeah, them youth need to be blood class smacked upon them head, man. See, the thing about them youth is that they not want to listen to nobody. Yo, hold on, Sensation. Let me get to this. We're going to get there. Yo, Dave, you always cut me off upon the podcast, man. I'm going to see what I have to say. Now, you sit back and you listen. Seeing? All right. So, what I have to say is, yo, them youth out here, man, them pygmies, man, they not understand what go on when it comes to discipline. These young children, them out of control because the blood clot law say we can't spank them no more. We can't touch them. So, me leave a mark, them go to the police, me go to jail. Me not understand what that's about there. Me not get it. So, me gonna throw it back to Dave, we'll talk about it later. Thank you. So anyway, when it comes to children, what the hell's going on in this world, man? I mean, in the U.S., we can't discipline our kids. We can't touch them. We can't do anything. If we do, we go to jail. That's some more bullfracking knackle. That's crazy. I mean, my son one day came at me. I go through a lot with my kids' mom, all right? She's done everything in her power to keep my kids from seeing me. I've been to court fighting. The judge let her have primary residence. And every time I go to see him, she drives me. It's just annoying. So I told the judge, look, if you allow them to stay with their mom, she's going to pollute their minds. Well, she did. So my 18-year-old one day decided he wanted to be big, bad, tough Tony. And we were having a discussion. I was like, it's because your mom, you know, is a dumbass. He said, you're the only dumbass I seen here. So I jumped in his face and said, what you say? Say it again. I will knock you out like a nigga on the street. And I meant that. And I didn't care about going to jail because you're not going to disrespect me. But the problem with the law is the law says your parents can't touch you. See, growing up, when I was coming up, my parents have been locked up for 20, 30, 40 years the way they lit my ass up. So now I'm going to let Rasta talk about, because you know Jamaica's a lot different than over here. So I'm going to let Rasta talk about something. So Rasta, what you got to say? Yeah. What go on? So man, if I say this here. When me grow up, the man, if me blood clot step out of line, my mommy go grab a switch from that tree and whip me up, the man, and tell me jump in the bathtub. I jump on a bathtub and my legs burn for days, man. And you know one thing I learned? Man, I disrespect mommy again. Man, I talk slick. Man, I act dope. Man, I do not stupid, man, because that's my mommy. These kids nowadays, man, fight mommy fight daddy, fight uncle. Man, just blood clot disrespect all around the world. Man, I go on, I know I go on there. So, yo, man, I understand what go on with these children. What on? So, man, see this there, dude. One of the things that go on with the children is these liars, these judges, say I touch a child, you go to jail. In my opinion, this is what I believe, is that them, if you notice, growing up, white white people, they not touch their children. Them time out, throw them in the corner, throw them in the bedroom, can't play with toys, can't play with this. Black men have always, them black kings have always disciplined their children. In my opinion, me think that them stop the blood clot laws. Them throw them laws in there to separate black man from black woman. That way children have no foundation, them have no discipline, and they can keep the business of them jails going. Yo, I agree. I totally agree. I 100% agree that they are allowing, they stop us from disciplining our children. Because if you notice, white people always throw kids in timeout. They don't really discipline their kids. So that's why you got a lot of these kids going inside, these white kids going to school shooting up tons of people. So when it comes to black people, we discipline our children. We spank them, all that stuff. So in order to keep the business of jails growing, what we do is we'll lock the disciplinarian up, and now it's only a woman and boys. Boys don't have a male role model to show them how to live according to God's word or live righteously, walk as a man, be a man, and then they go out, they get in the world, they hustle, they shoot, they do whatever, they're in jail for 20, 30, 40 years. Keeps the black man off the street. Right. Yo, that's the truth. Me touch my children, right? Me get locked up. Look at it like this. Me have a boy, me have a gal. Me get locked up. Who gonna raise the gal and teach the gal what a mom supposed to be about? Eh? They can't raise them to be about anything when me locked up in the prison. Who gonna teach the boy to go out and work 2-3 jobs to support a family? No, me locked up in the prison. Me can't do that. Right. Exactly, Rasta. See, what me see is this one thing here. But me have, let's see like Rasta say. Me have a dude, me have a girl, me have a boy. Me go out, me spank the girl. Me leave her upon her booty, her buttocks. Me leave her upon her legs. She go tell that nurse. The nurse call the police. The police see the child welfare to my house. They say, you abuse your child. You're going to jail for 3 years. Now, the girl get raised without a mom. So what she do now? She look for a dude to fulfill the father role. Right, exactly. Exactly what we're talking about there. You have a girl who loses her dad to the system because he decides to discipline his son or her. The system locks him up. He can't be around the kids. They say, oh, you're not allowed around your children because you're a danger to them. So now the girl does not have the man, the father's love to teach her what to look out for in the world. So then she goes and lets any guy out there lay down with her. Why does he let, you know why she does that? Because she doesn't understand her worth. Because the dad is not there to treat her like a black queen. See, the system is built for us black people, not to ever be able to raise our children. So for instance with me, I'm dealing with 2 different women. I'm upset that I have 2 women. I have 3 boys by 2 different chicks. However, the first chick I dealt with, I went to court and I said I wanted to have my children 50% of the time. The judge said no.
The woman asked for a primary residence, meaning she got the kids, what? Oh my God. I got them 48 days out of the year. I got them 4 days a month. Really? But they my children. You know why they do that? They want to keep the male role model out of their life. See, when they see that when I was in that court and I was articulating my speech, when I was talking like I had sense, the judge says, I don't want those kids in that man's possession. Why? He's going to raise them up to be good men, black men. We're trying to keep the jails filled. If I keep these kids out of this black man's grabs, he can't teach them how to be law-abiding citizens. So guess what? We can keep the jails filled, right? Exactly. It's the same reason why you got a white guy who will go out there and commit. He will steal a car and get probation. But then you get a black guy that will steal a car and they give him 3, 4, 5 years. It's the whole down the progression, the growth of the black family. You get that? Right. Hold on, Ross. Let me see you one thing. Quiet, brother, quiet. All right, so yeah, let me tell you one thing. What D of is speaking is 100% correct. See, the thing about this here is that black men do what they have to do to raise their children. We spank them to keep them in line. As the Bible says, spare their eyes, spoil the child. Children have to be disciplined. If they're not disciplined, they run a rock. They go out there, you have dudes, get girls pregnant because I'm not knowing anything better. Or them knows what them see upon TV or them hear upon radio. We have to stand strong and discipline children. If we don't discipline children, they run a ruckus. Right. Hold on. So yeah. Association. Me interrupt there, dude. Nah, dude. Boy, I say why off. I say, yo, the main thing about what I have to say here is that I will always discipline my children. Man, lick them up. Leave them home. Never ever go to school with marks upon them body. But take a bill. But take a switch. But not care what I have to do. If you disrespect me, we lick you up. Alright. Dave, what have I say? Well, it's the same thing here. Anytime, you know, my kid, like, I'll tell you, my nephew decided to step out of line, right? I don't play games. My nephew decided to come at my neck, say something slick, I discipline. You know, my sister, which is mom, was like, don't touch my son. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. I don't give two craps about that. I'm going to light his ass up all day long. Why? Because kids need to understand where the line is drawn. You can't be out here allowing these kids to run amok and think that we're gonna have progression in life. Especially black kids. You know, the police out here shooting our children. Why? Because they're black. I remember a time I got in trouble way back when cops caught me. I was with my boy, and I told my boy not to go get my parents because the cops asked me where you live at, and I wouldn't tell them because I was more afraid of my parents than I was the cops. Nowadays, that's not what it is. These kids ain't afraid of nobody. They shooting cops. They beating up their parents. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the sad truth is, it's because of the law. The law took discipline out of our hands. See, this is how I feel. There's abuse and there's discipline. If a kid goes to school with a broken nose, broken arm, you know, anything like that, that's abuse. But when a kid comes to school with a welt on their arm from a belt, I would overlook it. You know why? Because you must have done something to get that ass whooping. Now, if I take your shirt up and you got welts all up your back, down your neck, that's different. But, I mean, there was times my mom whooped my ass and I had welts on my legs. She said, go take a bath. And that burned. And I didn't want to do that same situation again. So I learned. Was I always a goody two-shoes? Not at all. But because of how my mom raised me, all the spanking, I'm not out here stealing old women's purses. I'm not breaking in cars, breaking in houses. I'm not doing that. And it's because of how I was raised. But when the law takes the discipline out of our hands, what do they expect? And those laws were made to lock black men up. Right. Brethren, exactly. These laws, man, they're made to lock the black man up. You know, white people out there smacking their children. You know, white people out there beating their children. That's why when you go in a grocery store, you see a kid go, I want what I want. I'm gonna act crazy in the store. And the white people say, Johnny, please don't do this. Not act a fool. Act like you have absence. But then you have a black person in the store say, you act a fool, me light your butt up. And then when a black person spanked the kid, the white person caught a law. When I get there, right. The reason you not get that there, Rasta, because one thing, white people not know what discipline is. White people don't understand that. That's why them kids run amok. That's why them kids crazy. That's why them kids in the school shooting 20, 30, 40 people in one day. Because the thing about black folk, black children, them know them will shoot up at school. The parents find out. The parents not only kick your butt, them turn you in. If you notice, when white kids shoot up at school, them always say, "We don't know what's going on with Johnny. But I don't understand what happened with Johnny. Johnny's such a good kid. Not that good, and go shoot up at school. What I mean, when I get it. And I never understand why blood clot children cannot be disciplined in America. Stupid to me, man. The whole thing is they want to keep the jails full of black men. They take away the black men, then the children don't know how to act, and children act up in jail. Especially dudes, black, young black youths. And then why I think they come with charging a 13, 14 year old child as an adult. That's all for black man. Right, Dave? Exactly. See, I believe that charge a child as an adult role became something with a black kid. Because there was a black kid one time, he watched wrestling, that WWE stuff, and he thought it was, cool. He was 12 years old. His best friend was a little girl. He decided to do, I forgot what they call it. He stands in front of her and she faces him. He throws his arm around her neck and he drops down on his butt and it's supposed to it's called a stunner. I think it's called a stunner. He did that and broke her neck. It was a total accident. He did not mean to do it. He just thought it was cool because he saw it on TV. He broke her neck and killed her. And they tried to charge him as an adult. They had a white kid that had done that. You know what they would have said? It was an accident. He was influenced by TV. I'll give you an example. There was a kid one time who stole his grandparents' truck. He got drunk, okay? And there was these four people on the side of the road fixing a flat tire. He was drunk at 16, stole his grandparents' truck, ran and hit the kid, the people on the side of the road. He killed three of them and injured the fourth one. He got sentenced to like a rehab center because his dad was wealthy. His dad gave him $250,000, and they came up with this stupid ass defense called, I forgot the name of it, but it was something about, because he was so wealthy, he didn't understand right from wrong. So he had that crazy ass defense, and he got probation for killing three people at 16. But yeah, you got a 12-year-old who did a freaking stunner on this girl and broke her neck, and they sued, and they challenged him as or charged him as an adult. It says a lot, right? So there's really no such thing as blind justice in this world. It's sad. It's truly, truly sad how this works. And I'm hoping one day that it changes, that we all get together and you know, make some changes in this world. Because, I mean, look at Donald Trump. Right, right. Yo. Hold on. Let me see something, Rasta. Right. Yeah. Donald Trump was a blood clot mess. He needs to be impeached and thrown out of office. This dude comes in there and talks about touching the girl's coochie. Talk about all kinds of things about women, degrading women, degrading people, and still president of the blood clot United States. But not understand that there at all. Go ahead, Rasta. Yeah. Donald Trump is a blood clot mess. I'm need to get thrown off the seat of the White House. I'm not deserve to be there. But in prime example, had I been blood clot Obama talking about touching that girl coochie, I'm throwing out the office. And when Obama acting a fool, I'm impeached, throwing out of office. Blood clot, I'm not know what's going on with these people there. Seeing, well, yeah, I'm done for the night. I'm gonna throw up at the div. Alright? So, yeah, everybody be peaceful. Stay up, no man. Praise God there. Later. Div. Pawn to you. Alright, Ross. So, yeah, with that being said, man, you know, it's sad how it is in this world, but, you know, it's always gonna be like that. Black is always gonna be black. White's always gonna be white. Green's always gonna be green. This is what it is. We just gotta do better as a people. And with that being said, y'all, I'm out. I'm gonna go ahead and let Sensation sign out, and we'll catch you on the next podcast. All right, Sensation, say peace. Y'all. Everybody, stay cool, stay blessed. Happy New Year to everybody there. Everybody, stay irie. Lickamore, Div. All right, yo, I'm out. Have a blessed night. Happy New Year to everybody. Stay up. And hopefully, you know, this touches your heart and makes you want to go out and do more, do something about it. Just stay strong, you know. And it's really a shame how the world is, but it is what we live in. We just got to allow God to judge it and let God do what he have to do. All right? Stay up. Later.
Yo, what it do, y'all? We are back with another episode of the podcast. So, this is your boy Chris on the ones and twos. Yo, we got an interesting topic for y'all tonight, man. I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. We going to spill the beans on a little something tonight. But like I said, my name is Chris. We're going to talk about something deep. I got my boy with me, man. We don't really see eye to eye all the time, but I got my boy with me, my boy Carlos. Carlos, tell him what up. Orale, vato, listen, horns, listen. Whatever we're gonna talk about tonight, it's gonna be on point, you hear me? Got the boy Carlos in the building, and I know we got a couple other the homies with us. You know, I just got out the flight from Mexico. You know, Happy New Year, everyone. I just got out the flight from Mexico. So I ride back. I still got my sombrero on. Relevato, I got my tequila. I'm ready to go. We're going to talk about this topic tonight. You hear me? Right back to you, Chris.
Thanks, Carlos.
Welcome back, brother. Happy New Year's. And we got a couple of other guests with us tonight. We got my boy in the building, Chocolate Sensation. Say what up.
Yo, Wagwan ladies, y'all want to talk about one thing here. This topic right here, everything going to be good. So for all you ladies, you know what I'm going to do with dudes. Yo, Carlos, chill, man. Just say what's up. Look, Dave, shut up, no more. All right, well, ladies, Carlos, the Chocolate Sensation here. Later, back to Chris.
Chocolate, listen, man, I'm gonna need you to be raw, uncut tonight, because this is a topic that's really on point, and it could touch a couple people. So, next guest on the ones and twos in the building, you already know we got that boy Rasta.
Yeah, boop, 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 what's going on there? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the blood clot topic tonight gonna be all that there, dude. All right. We're talking about some team there. The thing with me is, I'm not like Sensation. I'm like you wait for the host to talk about the blood clot topic there. So, y'all, I'm soon come back there. Irie, peace. Back to Carlos. I'm sorry. Carlos, my dude. Back to Chris. Irie.
Yo, listen. And last but not least, you know, we gotta have two level-headed people in here. You know, it's my boy Dave, man. Dave on the ones and twos. You already know.
Boy.
He going, my brother.
Oh.
Man, listen, boy, my brother, everything, okay. Man. Listen. Okay. You know, he going to give it to you real. He going to give it to you straightforward. Tell him what's up, Dave.
Yo, so anyway, let me correct this dude. I'm more than a boy. We brothers. See, we done went through something that was way back when in Harrisburg that done made us blood. We brothers. Ain't no boy here. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah. The topic that Chris talking about, yo, it's going to be fire tonight. It's going to be fire tonight. I have a lot of people thinking about, you know what I mean, some serious things. I ain't going to take the fire from them. I'm going to let them explain to you what the topic is. All right, back to you, fam.
Yo, listen. So the thing is this. What we're going to talk about tonight is, I need y'all to tune in. Can anybody really answer this question? Why do nice guys finish last?
Yeah. Good question. Go ahead, brother.
Listen, keep it real, man. Why do nice guys finish last? Like, why is it that the nice guys, you know, they're nice for a reason, because obviously some females obviously respect the niceness. They, you know, they say the term chivalry ain't dead. But yet, right. When we try to be chivalrous and we try to be nice, why do these chicks give us their ass to kiss? You know?
Right.
Listen, Dave, I want you to touch on that, man. Dave, we're going to bring Carlos. We're going to bring, you know, Sensation and Rasta. But, Dave, I want you, you know, touch on that, man. Why do you think that they really give us their ass to kiss when we're just trying to be nice to them?
Well, honestly, man, I don't get it, because I'm one of them dudes that believe in being loyal to a female and just loving them as who they are. And I don't understand why dudes that wear their pants hanging off their ass and all that stuff be just, no, I don't get it. I don't understand why these dudes that wear their pants hanging off their ass.
Right.
You know what I mean? That don't, that, and because, like, they got their pants hanging off their butt and these chicks love them.
Yeah, right.
But me and a dude like Chris, who love y'all to death, don't want to treat us like we kings.
Right.
Now, if I walk into a restaurant and don't pull your chair out for you, I'm going to tell you like this.
Oh, you love us for that.
Right. Exactly.
You going to love us.
Right. Now, we can go to a restaurant and I can pull your chair out for you. I can, in order, I can, you know, you tell me what you want to eat. I can order it for you. I pay the bill, but you'll be sitting there and you, excuse me, let me go to the bathroom. You'll text your friend, this guy is so boring. He's nothing. Oh my God, I can't do it. But I can have a good job, good this, have my own house, all that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
However, I take your ass out on a date, and I'll be like, let's look at it like this. I'm on a date saying, excuse me, can we order? Excuse me, I would like her, excuse me. But I could go on a date and say, we need to order, and she's in love. I don't pull out her chair, don't open her door, nothing. And she's texting a friend, girl, I need to marry this dude. He ain't about, oh my God, he's a nigga.
Right. You know, and it's your boy Chris. Listen, I'm gonna be honest. Obviously, we know females don't say that verbatim, but it's just the energy, the vibe, the intention that goes into that.
Amen.
You know, for some reason, females. And it's the programming. That's the word I'm looking for. It's the programming. The females look at the guys that treat them the best, and they're not used to it. So therefore, since they're not used to it, it's uncommon and uncomfortable.
Hold on. I hate to cut you off. This dude, 26 years old, that's why he's my family. The way he speak. Finish, bro. Yo, I ain't mean to cut you off, bro. But
it's all good.
Yo, this, you don't meet niggas like this. I'm sorry. You don't meet niggas like this. Yeah, 26 years old and think like this. That's why he's my fam, dude. You know what? We're going to do it in the night. We're going to slit our fingers and become blood brother. Damn right. Because that's my dude.
That's the best way to do it.
Seriously, I say.
So right back to it, man. Listen, it becomes that's all good, brother. It becomes uncommon and uncomfortable when a female gets something that she's not used to. You become that guy in her life that's given her something that she's never had before. She's programmed one way, and you come in with a different software. You have to update her software, and I'm speaking in terminology on a PC level. I'm going to preach to you, brother. We on a Can I preach to you, brother? Listen, Carlos, Sensation, Rasta, we gonna get to y'all, but can I preach tonight? So listen, you come in with a totally different software. What happens is you download your software. My gosh, you done hit a malfire, backfire, wildfire. Now you gotta reprogram every single thing that's downloaded in that system. She's used to one way of doing something. When you are operating on iOS 12.1, you're used to doing that. So now when you come into play, you are iOS 13.9. You're operating at a high level. You have to teach her how to update her operating system. She's not used to it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So therefore, there's a little friction.
Right.
Listen, my brothers and my sisters out there, what we got to figure out is, listen, when you become that guy that's operating on a different level than the guys that she's used to, how do we not fall into that, oh, nice guy finish last, but the guy that's given her what she needs, wants, desires, and prayed for?
Right.
How do we get to that level that, listen, I know deep down inside you're praying for this, you've gotten it, but you fail to realize that this is what you've actually come across right now. Listen, there's a story that says, listen, yo, there was some people out there struggling on a boat. They were sinking. There was one boat, came to save them. They sat there and said, you know what? God got us. You know what? It's okay. You don't have to help us. God got us. He's going to get us. All right, you keep it moving. A second boat came. Same people out there that are struggling, stranded. They say, you know, it's thank you for your help. God got us. You know, it's okay. God got us. Third boat came. They still out there struggling, straining. They about to drown. They said, it's okay. Thank you for your help. God is going to help us. Them people ended up dying. They went to heaven. God said, why didn't you take the help that I sent you? I sent you the three boats to help you. The problem, the fact of the matter is that some of these women don't realize that when a good man is being sent to help them out of their current situation, out of their current heartbreak, out of their current stress, you got to understand that when a good man is being sent to you by God, female, I'm telling you, I'm going to kick it off back to Dave and we're going to let the brothers talk.
Hey, yo, yo, remember this, he's 26. Speaking like that. See, a lot of these young bulls don't think like that. You know what I mean? So I'm going to interject my boy, my brother Rasta, and ask what he has to say. So Rasta, what do you think about a nice guy's finish last? Yeah, I'm going to tell you one thing there. I'm going to know this as me live. I'm going to try to be 100% in. And no matter how much we're in, girls want to treat me like dirt. So me decide to go nigga on these girls. And them love me. Man, I get it. Man, I open the car door. Man, I do anything for them. And them come love me. But when I open car door, pull out this chair. When I take a gal and me love her. And love her intensely, deeply. That girl not want me. But y'all, it's just how it is. Man, I understand what's going on with these women. I come with a whole bunch of money. They love me. Me can come broke, but treat you like a queen. You not want me. Me come richer and treat you like a peasant. You want me. Hold on. Rasta, shut up no more. What I talking about? Shut up no more. Be quiet, dude. Yeah, me not care about none of these women. Me treat them all the same. You ain't about nothing, you get nothing. All right? You want that disrespect, you get treated disrespectfully. Mm-hmm. When I care about that. Because the thing about a lot of these ladies is they not want a good dude. They want a dude. When you decide that you want to be a grown woman and you want to deal with a man and I want to deal with a boy, you get what you want. When you decide that you not care about money and that you can build riches together, then you understand. But see, a lot of these gals now, man, when I say woman, I say gals. Gals want a dude that can pay for them to get anything. A woman says, what can we bring to the table, mesh together, and become wealthy? Mm-hmm. That's the thing about a woman versus a gal.
Yep.
Just wanted to see. Right. That's the only time me and Sensation agree. When you have a girl only care about the bag. A woman care what y'all can put into a bag together. That's the difference. Right, Dave? Exactly. See, I'm looking for... I want a woman that's going to be like, you know what? You love me, I love you. I'm going to give you 100%, you give me 100%. I don't want a woman that's going to give me 70, 60, 50, and I give her 100. Because then what that does is it starts you to resent them. You right. Want a woman that's going to give you 100. You know, if I pull your chair out, then I know you're going to text me good morning. I shouldn't have to text you good morning 95% of the time. You text me good morning 5% of the time.
Yep.
You know, when you wake up, there should be two things on your mind. Or if you got children, and so I'm gonna put it like this. With and without children. With children, when you wake up, the first thing should be God, children, then me. Without children, it should be God, then me. You should wake up and say, thank you, Jesus, and then good morning, baby. But see, what I've noticed is that a lot of these women want to play games. Instead of just keeping the gully and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, they want to send you stupid-ass text messages to see how you're going to respond, to see if you love them or if you feel it some type of way. And you know what?
It's got to be a game. It's
right.
A game.
Exactly. It ticks me off because I'm a grown-ass dude that want to be a grown-ass man to a woman that wants to be a grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
A lot of them ain't like that. So, yo, you know what I'll do? I'm going to be for real. I want y'all, all you ladies on here, whoever's listening, y'all got to hear from Carlos. Because Carlos is my dude.
Órale, listen, Fato. Listen, Dave, I got to tell you one thing. You know, you and I, you, me, Chris, we don't always see eye to eye. But listen, Hans, that's real facts. And you know, I always got to be the hard ass on everything. Hans, I'm the one that say, I don't give a shit. You know? What did I tell you in the last couple of podcasts? What did I tell you? I like, listen, Hans, I don't give a shit. IDGAS. Y'all hear me, Hans? I gotta spell it out for you, Hans.
That's my dude.
I gotta keep it to you real. But when I do tell you, I've tried a couple of females. And bro, I gotta be honest with you. The reason why I get a lot of chickadee-chickadee-chickadees is because I am what you say, not a good guy.
Hold on. Can I say something right real quick, brother?
Absolutely.
Yeah, one thing before. Yeah, I didn't mean to cut the brethren off. Well, if I say one thing, I truly respect what Carlos said. This is the truth.
But tired of woman, not want good dude. I try to be good dude, now I'm a hoffer to be disrespectful because these girls like disrespectful dudes. Yo, Carlos, please forgive me, the man. Say what you have to say.
All day, vato. I just gonna give it to you real and raw. You understand? I'm not gonna give you this podcast on a fraudulent basis. You understand, host? The only thing I gotta say is that the fact that I'm not gonna lie. I'm not the ideal guy when you I may not be the man that you picture me to be, but if you treat me with respect, I could be that guy. And orale, vato, listen, when I tell you one thing, I might not be the softest guy out there, I probably not that guy that gonna open your door. I probably not that guy that gonna, bring you flowers, tell you that you're beautiful all the time. I just gonna talk to you. I gonna take you out. We're gonna go out,
Right.
And orale, vato, listen, I gotta tell you that it's weird that some females, they're so used to that, homes.
They're
used to being treated like their homes, and I'm not gonna lie. I sit there and I be like, listen, vato, damn. I sit there and I treat this girl like crap. I tell her I don't give a shit about her feelings. I tell her I don't care. And yet, it brings her closer to me. And so I think about her past. Like, homes, she been treated like shit. She's used to that, homes. So when if I even think about treating her right, it's gonna make her feel funny inside. Oh, vato, you hear me? So when I treat her like a piece of, a piece of crato, I think and I'm like, oh, vato, I'm gonna keep it, I gotta keep her same vibe going. So she's used to being treated like that. I'm not gonna make a change in her life. And it's me, and not like I'm doing it on purpose. It's me.
Right.
So, but that's the fact of the matter. True. That she's just sitting there and she's like, oh my gosh, listen. I tell her, listen, I call you back. You wanna argue with me? I call you back. I'm not with it. I'm not gonna sit there and argue with you, homes.
Right.
I don't give a shit. I call you back. Right. I don't care. Right. You don't wanna talk to me? I don't care. And then that makes them be like, no, you know what? I was overreacting, and I'm just like, then why are you even starting with me in the first place? Just know your place. Know your place, Oz.
Right.
So I'm not that, I hate to kick it to your raw like that, but vato, it's honestly weird that's the way that it is, Oz. Right. And I see my boy Chris over here. He told you what he do, and he tell me, like, listen, vato, you gotta pull back a little bit, Oz. No, I don't. I got a success ratio for a reason, homes. And it's obviously the fact of the matter that this way that the females be thinking,
right,
the way that they feel. So I gonna, and I let my boys talk. I gonna let cessation and, I gonna let Rasta talk for a sec.
Right. Yo, let me tell you one thing here. All right. Understand this. Well, anybody make no difference. You know what I mean? I'm gonna tell you one thing. When it comes to girls, I'm not playing no games at all. All right. The thing is this: me love odd. Okay. Hold on. All right. So this is Dave. Let me tell you something. See, me and Chris are Virgos. All right. But what y'all need to understand is we love hard and we hate hard. Okay. That's a Virgo life. If you treat us right, you know what I mean, Chris?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
If we love you, we will give you everything. We will bend over back. We rob banks. I mean, just hypothetically speaking, we rob banks for you. You know what I mean? I ain't going to jail for nobody. Right. But the point being is that we will bend over backwards. We'll break the bank for you. But the problem is that we realizing that these women aren't, they don't want quality men. They just want men. They don't want a dude that's going to be a guide for their kids.
Yeah, brother, listen, I hate to cut you off. I'm
married, all right,
man.
My fault.
Listen,
okay, no worries. Go ahead.
Brother, listen. It's the fact sometimes, and it's your boy Chris, man. Sometimes it's the fact of having that manly figure in their life.
Hold on, this is my brother Chris, so you know.
It's the fact of having that manly figure in their life that satisfies them.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the figure stands for. It's just a figure.
Right.
Because they've already hit rock bottom. Therefore, the only way that they can go is up.
Right.
Can I say that again? They've already hit rock bottom. They've already had a baby father that cheated on them, treated them like crap, treated them like they wasn't worth anything. The only way to go from there is up, so therefore, anything is an upgrade.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Orale, listen, Fato, this is Carlos on the mic. Can I take that from you for a second, Chris? Yeah, go ahead, Carlos, do your thing. Orale, listen, Fato. I'm gonna tell you like this. You talking to me, okay? I got a stepson, okay? I come from that, you know? And obviously, the boy's mother, obviously, Hans, listen, she came from a situation that wasn't the best. I come into the picture, obviously, like, bro, what did I just tell you about? What did I just tell you about everything that I do? I'm not the best guy, but anything was an upgrade, Hans, you know? Do I open the car door for her? No, Vato. Do I sit there and I pull out her chair? No, Vato. Do I sit there and I give her my coat when she's cold? No, Vato. But does she love me? Yes, Vato. Why? Because she's already seen the worst, Hans. She's already seen the worst. Why do I got to sit there and give her the best if she's satisfied with the worst, Hans? You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Bro. Carlos. I promise I understand what you're saying, bro. I really do. You know, but don't you ever think that sometimes you need to give her the best that she possibly can? Orale, Vato, why? Why do I need to give her the best if she's satisfied with what I give her now? She's seen the worst, Hans. She's had a Vato dog her before. I won't at least dog her, but I won't treat her like a queen.
Hold on. Yeah, Chris, hold on, dude. Yeah, listen, see it shine here. Yeah, Carlos talking the truth. Yeah, I'ma walk down the street with a gal. She have a short sleeve on in December because she want to go into a club. She leave her coat in a car. I'm gonna give her my jacket. I'm gonna tell you one thing, you know why? Because I text her, she take 2-3 hours to call back. Or text me back. So I'm not care about that, dear. Alright? I'm not gonna give her nothing because she not treat me like a dude. See, if she treat me like a man, then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna give her my coat because I feel like a man. I'm not feel like a man. So I'm gonna do one thing. You walk here and you short sleeve. You fold your arms around your body and your coat, and we look at you like you're crazy again. But when you decide to that you want a good dude, maybe a good dude. Otherwise than that, later. So yeah, Carlos, speak the truth there. All right, it's the truth. Hold on, Carlos. Hold on. See, you and Carlos Rossi, y'all crazy. If the girl is walking out with no gear on, I'm gonna give her my coat. Why y'all talking about Dave? Why y'all talking about Chris? Y'all blood class stupid gentleman, man. I'm gonna give her nothing. She not give me the blood class skins. She not get no lamb skin. Seeing? You not get no fur. You not get nothing upon your shoulder. Because you not want to treat me like a dude. Yeah, man. You can't bring me on a family. I'm gonna give you nothing there, seeing? Hold on. The thing is, she's a lady. You treat her like a lady. I don't care what I'm treating her like, no man. I don't care what she's leading, no man. If she my girl, she get treated like a girl. She not my girl, she not getting nothing. She gonna walk upon the street, freezing, waiting in line for 20, 30 minutes, she freezing. She not getting nothing. Just point blank. You indeed, Rasta. Rasta, half a tire, one thing. Yo, Rasta, shut up, no man. Rasta and Dave. You fools, you blood clot fools. This is 2020, no man. Them girls not care about nothing but what they can get from you. When you know when you have a good woman, she wake up in the morning, she text you good morning, thinking about you. All right? And that's all I'm here for say. I'm tired of blood clot discussion. Me and Carlos always pawn this cost, man. We'll come to an agreement at the end. We know one thing. Woman ain't about nothing near seeing my done. Iron my out.
Oh, listen, Vato. We're gonna wrap this up. That's your boy Carlos. I'm gonna tell you like this. I speak this from a living perspective. I haven't sat there and I did my thing, and I got my results. You understand? So it's all positive. You hear me, Hans?
Hold on. What results you talking about, Carlos? What are you talking about?
The fact that I don't have to sit there and give the chickadees.
Right, right.
The whole nine yards. I don't have to sit there and be the good guy. I don't have to sit there and be all this they need to be.
Right.
You know? And I want you females to question me on that. I want you to challenge me on that. I want you to challenge all of us on that. Because the fact of the matter is, I got a couple of chick bones that I don't have to treat them the best. And they give me everything I want. Why? Why? Why, chickadees? Why, chicas? Chicas, you telling me, homes, mamesitas, out there, all of you vatos, listen, homes, telling me why, okay? Yo, it's your boy Chris. Check it, man. We want y'all feedback on this one, man. Let us know. Was we on point? You know, was we speaking facts? You know, ladies, do you guys feel as though nice guys finish last? Why do you guys like bad guys? Why do you guys like tough guys? Why do you guys like, you know, fell for guys that you felt as though that you could change? It didn't work, and then you got heartbroken, and then a good guy comes in, and then that's when you fell for
right,
a good guy.
Right.
You know, let us know your feedback on that, man. So, you know, we're gonna head on out of here. Everybody gonna say peace. I'ma say bye. Carlos said bye. You know, I'm gonna let the rest of the fellas say peace.
All right, well, yo, this is Dave, so check it out. I'm going to give you my email because there's no other way for you to give us feedback. And hopefully we'll get to a point where we're actually on the radio where you can actually call in and so forth and so on. So this is my email. So it's D as in dog, L as in Lima, E as in echo, 92@yahoo.com. So, yo, make sure you send some feedback because we would love to hear what y'all have to say about this conversation. And if you got anything, any questions, we'll address it on the next one. So, I'm going to let Rasa say peace. I'm going to let Cessation say peace. And then I'll have Chris give you his email. So, Rasa, say later.
Yeah, I'm going to say this to y'all ladies. Nah, yeah, for real disrespect.
What?
Carlos and Cessation say. Them still good dudes out there that want to take care of their eye, right? So, yeah. Yeah, ladies, be cool. I hear it. Back to Div.
Yo, you ain't gotta get back to me. Send it straight to Carlos. I mean, I'm not Carlos. I'm sorry. Sensation, say peace. Y'all ladies. I'm gonna say this one thing. Wine and coach, all right? Not worry about none of them dudes. What the with that Rasta, D, or Chris say, all right? Live how you want to live. Be cool. All right, back to Dave. All right, so, yo, now Chris going to give his email. Send what you have to send. I mean, we would love to hear whatever questions, and we would love to give you some feedback on whatever questions y'all have. All right, later. Yo, Chris, here you go.
You hit me at chrisscott0826@gmail.com. That's chrisscott0826@gmail.com. And follow me on the gram, Chillionaire. That's like billionaire, except drop the B. That's a C-H. Chillionaire C. Hit me on the gram. Let me know your thoughts, you know? There's going to be a couple more podcasts coming soon, so let me know. Any topics that y'all want us to talk about, hit us up. You know, we'll cover them. And please share, like, and shoot this out to anybody that you guys know. Holla.
Later. Y'all be cool. I'll let you. Peace.